The college football season is not over. Time for one more game. One more game for the best seniors in America to impress, to improve their draft stock, to get a little tailgating in as well. It's the 2017 Reese's Senior Bowl.
These are the guys you're going to be with, the players that you bring in on a day-to-day basis. You just want to have a little bit of chemistry with the coaches. They're ultimately going to be stewards of developing the individual players that are on your team, and you want to make sure that, and able to maximize that component of their development, you want to make sure that there is a strong relationship between the two individuals.
It's been really, really good to meet our defensive staff that was just recently hired and to see them coach in action, because we've never had that before. And then with the offensive staff, it's been really good to reconnect with them, talk to them about, you know, what their expectations are, how it was for them, and to sort of go back and forth.
Okay, so when we ran the alley, were they pressed?
No.
Yeah, he had pressed
them.
Did
everybody's ass?
Yeah. Okay, just like you would if he was on. But let's say it was 12 personnel and there was two guys there. Stay there.
A coaching staff ideally has a specific set of what they're looking for, a skill set that's going to produce for their offense or their defense. That communication between coaches and scouts is critical. Knowing what the coaches want, it helps the scouts look for it and identify it once we see it.
I was sitting with Kirby Wilson, our running backs coach, in the meetings yesterday. I was able to pick his brain a little bit about how each of the South running backs, how they learn, what are their strengths.
You're trying something out for a little bit to see if it actually fits for you and you like the way it is. And I think it gave our coaches a chance to kind of lay hands on guys for a week or so and see if this guy fits into the culture. This whole process is about finding the best players that fit our scheme and fit our culture that we want here and that we believe in that can make us successful.
If we got to get that guard up on the back and they create scenes in there, all right?
All right, great job on the screen. Great job on the screen. Great job on the screen. Keep going.
What drives standouts in this setting, you know, the obvious part is the on-field performance, right? The guys who are having a very strong practice week, kind of dominating perhaps the guy that's across the ball from them, and then ultimately perform in the game. But there also is a second component, because this is a really difficult setting when you're thrown into this new environment, new system, new coaches, new techniques, and the guys that can pick it up very, very quickly, that's a necessity in the NFL.
The position group that I've been extremely impressed with has been the South tight ends. You see a lot of athleticism, explosiveness, pass-catching ability with size. And that's a very rare combination for this league. And I have no doubts that all three of those guys will definitely be contributing at the next level very, very soon, because they've been the three players that have stood out amongst all practices.
You know, certainly top players at that position, where really you're kind of like half tackle, half wideout, they can make a huge impact in the game.
Great job making them force a field goal. Hey, let's tackle.
I think the biggest thing was kind of you were behind the ropes a little bit and had more access to the players. And you could sit in meetings and see how they interacted with each other. And, you know, nobody really knew each other, so it was kind of a seeing what players took charge, what players were content with being in the background.
You always love to hear from like their college coach, oh, he's a great note taker, he's really, really sharp in the meeting rooms, he understands football. And then to see that in person, it almost validates it.
You know, I thought the best thing for us was going to be and was the players seeing what kind of staff we have, and especially with Coach Jackson. I think it's really going to help us, one, in the draft, but more so with free agents and guys that are going to want to come play for us because of who we have coaching.
As an observer, as an evaluator, you were able to pick up a couple things as well. So I think it was a huge asset to the whole process to coach the Senior Bowl.
All the work that each scout has put in throughout the fall
and visiting all these schools, talking to all these people, watching all the film. Well, this is their chance to stand on the table and fight for a guy that they feel will help this ball club get to where it needs to get to.